Welcome to Rams Report here in the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Cleffinger, joined by the voice of the Rams, J.B. Long, filling in for Miles Simmons, who's on a much-deserved vacation. I'm looking forward to my vacation coming up here in a couple weeks, but regardless, super excited to have you, J.B., to come hang out. We're going to talk a little bit of lighthearted stuff today, starting with the Pro Bowl, because they looked like they had so much fun. Jake McQuaid and Johnny Hecker in Orlando seemed to go to all the theme parks, try out some Cirque du Soleil. It looks a lot of fun.
Yeah, stop at Animal Kingdom. But what I found most fascinating, and we need to get the inside scoop from Johnny on this. Did you see he and two other punters line up on a baseball field and connect their punts above the diamond?
I did. At first I looked at it and I was not sure if that was actually real. So I'm excited to ask him, but I think it might have been real.
It was not digitally altered in any way, shape, or form. Really impressive if so. And that's coming off the best NFL season that a punter has ever had.
It kind of makes me think maybe they should incorporate some sort of horse for punters. You know, like in basketball, you play horse and punting. There should be some sort of trick game that they should put into the Pro Bowl.
Hopefully that was part of a larger punting trick shot video that we'll be treated to at a later date.
Gosh, they look like they had so much fun. Also, the cheerleaders had their second international trip of the year. This time they headed to Hong Kong.
Yeah, seeing them on the parade route with all the fireworks was really impressive. I understand this is the year of the rooster, and it's part 10 of a 12-part cycle. So the next time we have a year of the rooster will be 2029. Danny, I'm going to predict that the Rams will win a Super Bowl between now and the next year of the rooster.
That is a very bold prediction. I like the prediction.
Hopefully not too bold.
But I like it. You're feeling confident about that.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
Happy Chinese New Year. I love it. Okay, and now a big, big event coming up this Sunday, one everybody's been waiting for, the Super Bowl. New England Patriots facing off against the Atlanta Falcons for Super Bowl 51. JB, who do you think's coming out on top?
I think it'll be the Patriots, unless Vic Beasley, who led the National Football League in sacks, can get to and bother Tom Brady the way that he was able to do here in Los Angeles. But I have a feeling it'll come down to a game-winning field goal like so many Patriots Super Bowl titles have. It's been Adam Vinatieri three times prior. I think Steven Gostkowski might just have the game winner in him in Houston.
I hope it's a close game, right? If we're going to sit there and watch a Super Bowl, go through all those commercials, make it such a long game, I hope it's a good one. I know Coach McVay will be at the Super Bowl. He actually made a stop here in Agora Hills to meet with the front office. A little informal pizza party, which I thought was really cool of him.
He is officially a Californian, has moved into Los Angeles. It's great to have him here. And it seems like he's going to really make his staff accessible to us. So we look forward to bringing you the stories of the staff he assembles, those men, and the role that they're going to play in the Rams' future.
I'm excited. He seemed like he was really interested in our side of things, which is great because that means you, the fans, get to check out more of what's going on inside this team, which I'm really excited about for sure. If you want to see what the players have been up to, make sure you check out the Pulse. That's up on the Rams website for you to check out. Lots of cool vacations going on for them. If you plan to get together with some friends to watch the Super Bowl, make sure you have fun. Be safe, and we'll see you next time for another edition of Rams Report.